Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, November 7th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Flexible workplace company WeWork has filed for bankruptcy. Once the most valuable startup in the U.S., its aggressive expansion left it with many unprofitable locations, especially after it signed hundreds of long-term leases at the top of the market in the late 2010s. As of June, rent and interest payments combined swallowed around 80% of the company's annual revenue. WeWork Chief Executive David Tolley has said roughly 90% of its lenders have agreed to convert their debt into equity and that bankruptcy will allow it to unilaterally reject leases in the U.S. and Canada as it pushes to renegotiate others. The company said that WeWork's locations outside of the U.S. and Canada won't be impacted by its bankruptcy. Intel is emerging as a potential top winner in securing billions in U.S. government semiconductor funding. We are exclusively reporting that it's a leading candidate to receive CHIPS Act funding for facilities to produce microchips for military and intelligence applications, with sources saying the secure facilities, which are meant to reduce the U.S. military's dependence on chips imported from East Asia, could cost $3 to $4 billion. On top of that, Intel is a strong contender to get billions more in grants to help it fund new chips factories in the U.S. Intel declined to comment on the new project, while the Defense Department steered questions to the Commerce Department, which also declined to comment. And the Supreme Court will today consider whether the Second Amendment trumps a 1994 federal law prohibiting gun ownership by those under domestic violence orders. The arguments involve a man from Texas, Zaki Rahimi, who a family court judge ruled couldn't carry weapons for 2 years after he threatened his ex-girlfriend with a gun. While Rahimi and his lawyers argued that he had a Second Amendment right to possess weapons. If the Supreme Court rules in favor of Rahimi's argument, it could put into question laws aimed to take weapons away from dangerous people who haven't yet been convicted of a crime. Stock markets in Asia ended the day lower. European shares are also down in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are in the red ahead of earnings from Uber, Rivian, and Occidental. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.